أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يروا إلى ما خلق الله من شيء يتفيأ ظلاله عن اليمين والشمائل سجدا لله وهم داخرون ولله يسجد ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من دابة والملائكة وهم لا يستكبرون يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses of sajda, so after we should make sajda tilawat inshallah. These are ayats number 48, 49 and 50 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks once again about Allah's power and might in something that we observe all the time, every day, but it doesn't dawn upon us that this is also from the Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, does man not see, إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ, that their shadows sway from the right and the left. The shadows, when we look at it in the morning, as the sun rises, then from the east, the shadow will be on the west of a person, and a very long shadow. And then, as the sun rises, the shadow becomes shorter, and at the time of midday, then we will find that the shadow has become its shortest, and then the sun will move towards the west, so the shadow comes onto the east, it is short, and as the sun begins to decline and go towards the horizon, the shadow becomes longer. Now this is something that when man describes it, then man will say it is proof that light travels in a straight line. But in actual fact, this is a very great kudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the shortening of the shadow, the shadow becoming longer, the shadow moving from the right of a person to the left of a person, sujjadal lillah, that this is their sajda, their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahum dakhirun, and their humility to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a very strong point to each and every one of us, that all the time we will see this happening, realize and understand that even that shadow is submissive to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth makes sajda, prostrates, in other words, submits to Allah Ta'ala, min dabbatin wal malaika wa hum la yastakbirun, from the animals and the angels, and more especially the angels have been mentioned here, that they do not make any istikbar, they are not arrogant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here a very important lesson that we learn, that despite the fact that the angels are continuously in the ibadat of Allah, it does not create within them any kind of pride, any type of superiority, that they are better than the other creations of Allah. They do not have any kind of arrogance whatsoever. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, on the other hand, whilst they are constantly in the ibadat of Allah, they have the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, something that we need to learn also, that when Allah gives us the tawfiq to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ibadat, sometimes it may happen to an individual that he feels that elation and that joy. Sometimes it is a spiritual joy, it is a spiritual elation, there is no problem and issue with that. But sometimes it is a joy and elation that emanates from the low desires of that individual, and then he begins, unfortunately, to look down at others. Others may be in a state of disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Others may not be making the ibadat of Allah in the manner and the way that individual is doing it. So all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses, that whilst these angels are continuously in the ibadat of Allah, yet they have that khawf, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our fear would always be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject the ibadah that we carry out. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, from above them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, and they do whatever they have been commanded. Another very important aspect, that together with our ibadat, one very great ibadat, a great ibadat is that we keep away from the disobedience of Allah, because these angels are such, وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, they practice and they carry out what they have been commanded. So ourselves also, this is points of introspection for us, that on the one hand, we obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, on the other hand, we shouldn't be breaking the commandments of Allah. We shouldn't be angels in the masjid and then we become devils out of the masjid, in our business environments, in our home environments, etc. So this continuity of Allah's ibadat is such that we should be fulfilling the commandments of Allah everywhere we are and every moment of our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.